Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Sins removed for time and eternity. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. What happens when you incur a debt so large that you can never repay it? Then it is up to someone else to forgive you. Or else. That's precisely what happened when you became a Christian. Your insurmountable debt of sin was forgiven by the payment of an infinite price, the blood of Jesus Christ. Dwight L. Moody offers this illustration to help you comprehend the magnitude of forgiveness. Walk with Dwight L. Moody, an American evangelist who spoke to millions about Christ in the 1800s. We greatly dishonor God by bringing up our sins after He has forgiven them. Hundreds of Christians are doing this all the time. Suppose my little child has disobeyed me and comes to me and says, "Papa, I did what you told me not to do. I want to be forgiven." She has deep and genuine repentance. I kiss away her tears and forgive her. She then comes to me the next day and wants to talk about it. "No," I say, "it is all forgiven." The next day she says, "Papa, won't you forgive me for that sin I did 2 days ago?" I think that would grieve me. Suppose she came to me every morning for 6 months. Would it not grieve and dishonor me? God has not only forgiven our sins, but has removed them for time and eternity. Ought one to grieve and dishonor Him by bringing them up before Him every day? Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through chapter 2, verse 2.
"This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us." 1 John 2. "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world."
God's forgiveness is like a canceled note torn apart and burned, never to be shown to you again. Let the words of this simple chorus reflect your response to God for His forgiveness to you. He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.